This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the NBA front, the founder of HoopsCritic.com. You hear him on Sirius XM, NBA Radio. You watch him on NBA TV as a contributor there as well. Brian Geltzeidler joining us this morning on the show. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Damon. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks as always for joining us. Do you think the Nets could wait all the way into the regular season to trade Kevin Durant, as some reports suggest, or you think it gets done in the offseason?
I think it gets done in the offseason, but I will say this. The Nets' willingness to hang on to him for as long as they need to get the deal that they want to get, it is not a bluff. They will hold him, and they'll bring him into training camp if they have to. They want to do right by him. They're willing to honor this request, and they wouldn't mind sending him somewhere that he wants to go. But, and this is the big but, they have to get the return that they want. And if they're not going to get the return that they want, they're going to send him somewhere where they can. They haven't seen any offers that make them want to move right now. And right now, the entire offseason, or pretty much, you know, the stage of the offseason where you start to see some more trades happen, is kind of in a logjam right now, in a backlog, because you got teams waiting on what happens with Kevin Durant, because this is one of those guys. Listen, when they got that trade request, over half the teams in the league inquired. It's a guy everybody inquires about. And you come hard if you want him. But the thing is, for the Nets, they just haven't seen the kind of offer they want to see. This is a franchise-altering type of move for them. They have one of the all-time great players at the tail end of the prime of his career, with still a couple of years left where he can lead a team to contend for a championship. They're going to want everything they can get. It's really important for them. So we may be waiting a while for this.
How do you walk the line as Sean Marks between honoring the request of Kevin Durant and saying, you know, kind of doing right by him, but then also holding out for the very best deal, because the very best deal might come from a place that Kevin Durant does not want to go to?
Well, then that's one of those, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And this is, just realize, a deal of this magnitude, this is not just in Sean Marks' hands. A deal of this magnitude is on an ownership level. Josiah is front row on all of this. And, you know, a lot of communication has occurred over these 3 years Kevin Durant's been with the Nets, that's gone around Sean Marks. It's been Durant directly to Cy, as this trade request was. Now listen, Marks' job is to work the phones and find out what's out there, but nothing gets decided without Josiah saying, hey, this is a deal that I want to see done. I think when you talk about walking that tightrope, it's pretty simple. You know, Durant's business manager, Rich Kleiman's involved, and he's going to mediate some of this stuff, essentially at a certain point in time, saying, if you want Kevin, you have to pony up this. But there's a fundamental problem with a couple of these deals. First of all, I know Brooklyn wants Devin Booker from Phoenix. Kevin doesn't want to go to Phoenix without Devin Booker there. And on top of it, Booker's got one of these designated player contracts, it's a second contract for a player coming off a rookie-scale deal. That's a 5-year max. And there is a rule in the CBA that you can have as many of them that you drafted on your own team, but you can only trade for one. And the Nets already have one in Ben Simmons. And that makes the mechanics of a deal a whole lot harder. It makes a Bam Adebayo deal with Miami harder. If Golden State's on the radar here, which I'm hearing they are, it makes an Andrew Wiggins deal harder, because then you have to turn around and figure out, A, you got to get a third team involved, or B, and more importantly, if we're going to take one of these guys in, we got to send Simmons out. And Ben Simmons' trade value is not exactly bubbling over right now, Damon. Yes, they're not playing for an entire year. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through here with all this. Listen, I know this about Kevin Durant. He wants to be traded where he wants to be traded for who he wants to be traded for. I just don't think it's going to play out that way. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a drawn-out process. And we may see Durant in a location that wasn't one of his three preferred locations, a Toronto, even a Boston, who I think, you know, to me right now, Boston and Miami are uniquely positioned to make the best deals for Durant because they can put the kinds of players forward that need to be put forth without having to worry about this designated player designation. So essentially, you look at Jaylen Brown's not under that. He doesn't have a five-year match deal. He could be a lead piece from Boston, and there's a lot other players there plus picks they could put in. And then in Miami, the simplest deal is a Jimmy Butler deal, and I wouldn't rule that out either. I know Durant wants to play with Butler. He may not get his way, and if that's the way that a 77-year-old Pat Riley can get Kevin Durant on this team to go win titles, I think he might trade Jimmy Butler there. That, to me, that bears watching as well.
Mm. Brian Geltzeiler joins us this morning on the show, founder of HoopsCritic.com. You hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. You watch him on NBA TV. So let's go back to why we're at this point in time. A Nets fan would say, well, we brought in Kyrie along with you. We hired Steve Nash for you. We traded for James Harden, then traded away James Harden for you. And you still want out. Why does Kevin Durant want a new zip code? What's your theory?
Well, I don't think it's as simple as one thing. I think what you're looking at here is Durant is looking at Nets management. He's looking at Kyrie Irving as a potential partner. And I think he's looking at what they can get for Kyrie Irving. And I don't think Durant sees a path to a championship. And I think for Kevin Durant, it's pretty simple right now, Damon. It's one thought. What can I do? My biological clock is ticking as far as an NBA life goes. I've had devastating injuries. While I'm healthy here, I'm burning prime years of my career playing with a team and an organization I don't think I can win with. Now, whether he's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. He doesn't think he can win with this organization, and he wants to go somewhere where he thinks he can win. And the other thing is this, and I know there's reports out there that he still would play with Kyrie Irving. I'm hearing, and although I don't think him and Irving, it's bad personally between them, I think from a business partnership standpoint, Durant's just fine to move on from Kyrie Irving. The level of drama and what went on with that team last year was something that Kevin Durant really at this stage of his career doesn't want to deal with. I know he's the guy he signed up to play with, but I think part of this, and Durant's not going to be public about this because of their longstanding relationship, part of this is getting away from Kyrie Irving. And again, you're saying, also the Nets draft Kyrie Irving, he might look to stay. Not necessarily either, because whoever the Nets get for Kyrie Irving is not necessarily going to be an appropriate partner or someone he wants to play with or he thinks he can win with. And that's the thing. Durant wants to go to a place where he thinks he can win a title next year.
What do you think about the return the Jazz got on Rudy Gobert, that the T-Wolves gave up players, but then also four picks, three first rounders, unprotected, and a pick swap to bring in Rudy Gobert?
I thought the Jazz did incredible. And I really, quite frankly, thought that Minnesota was insane. I you know what? It's an experiment. The whole league's going away from the five position. And you just turned around and took a five and Rudy Gobert, who has a contract that's crazy. You know, they're going to pay Rudy Gobert in 2025, 2026. $46.9 million, and two of the draft picks that they gave away won't even have conveyed yet, and they're unprotected picks.
Yep.
Like, it's to do that, like, you want to go make a deal like that. Well, go make a deal like that, Anthony Davis, Paul George, even James Harden, right?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, same thing. These are guys that are all NBA talents that have gone for this stuff. Is Gobert an all-NBA talent? Listen, he's a three-time defensive player of the year. But that's a really big bloated deal. That's not a great contract. And frankly, I thought that Danny Ainge was going to have a hard time moving off that contract. I thought the Gobert deal that we would see was going to be something like the Brogdon deal, which was a nice young player and a first and Cap Flotsam going back to fill it. That's not how that went down at all. I thought it was brilliant by Danny Ainge being able to put that kind of value on Rudy Gobert. And listen, Tim Conley's a very bright executive for the most part. This was not one of his better moments. This reeks of a desperate move where we couldn't get another star. We have a new ownership group that wants another star. So we're going to roll the dice on this experiment with Towns at 4 and Gobert at 5 when no one else is doing it. So they're zigging where everyone else zags. The Minnesota Timberwolves have never been the kind of team where, A, draft picks don't matter. Draft picks have always mattered. And it mattered relatively recently when they did that Wiggins, D'Angelo Russell deal and ended up giving away a pick that was Jonathan Kuminga. So it mattered then, and I got a feeling it's going to matter now because I think this becomes a very hard experiment. Now, I know what Tim Conley's thinking. If this experiment doesn't work, I can spin Towns out and reload that draft capital. It's possible, but if that experiment doesn't work, you can't guarantee that Towns' value is going to be where it is right now. They just signed him to a giant extension, too. This is a whole lot of gambling for the Minnesota Timberwolves on something that, let's face it, is an experiment more than anything.
NBA analyst Brian Geltzeiler joining us this morning on the show as we churn ahead in the NBA's offseason. How optimistic are you that the Pelicans will get a return on Zion Williamson on a $250-some-odd million, or $300 million, whatever that ends up being, $200-some-odd million contract extension? Do you think he ends up living up to what we thought he could be coming out of Duke?
Probably not, but I do think they get some kind of return on it because I would be surprised if Zion lasts the 5 years there. I think the first time that things start to go bad, Zion's going to ask out. He signed that deal because, let's face it, he'd be a moron not to sign that deal with his injury history. So he signs that deal. They have a good team coming into this year. They've traded for C.J. McCollum. Brandon Ingram was fantastic in the playoff series they played. They got a couple of really nice players, Jonas Valanciunas, Herb Jones. It's a good team. And it could be a very good team with Zion on it. I don't know that Zion makes it the full 5 years of this deal for them because I do think the second things start to go bad, that's when you're going to see Zion Williamson, you know, turn around and say, hey, you know what? I don't want to be in New Orleans anymore.
Does feel that way, which the Pelicans were kind of caught in that they had to pay him. They had to bring him back if he wanted to come back. He would take the money, but it still doesn't feel like it's a permanent marriage between the two, right? It certainly still feels like it's a temporary solution for the two parties.
Yes. But I think ultimately that's what the two parties were looking at. I think for David Griffin and the Pelicans, they knew they couldn't afford to lose the player. And at some point in time, if they decide that he's too much risk for them, they can go get value for him. So I think that's what it was for them. And I think for him, he looked at it and said, you know what, take the money right now. I just missed an entire year, and they're throwing all this money at me. I'd be crazy not to take it. He's right. So I think for both sides, the contract works in terms of what they want to do going forward, but I still think you have both sides still feeling each other out, seeing what the other side's going to give and see what the other side wants. Keep in mind, it was about a year ago that Zion Williamson didn't want David Griffin in this job anymore, didn't want Stan Van Gundy in the job. He got half his way. And listen, everybody loves Willie Green, doing a great job for them there. But, you know, David Griffin's still running that show. It's been better. It's been smoothed over. Is it perfect? I don't think it's necessarily perfect there. And we got to see what happens. Team success will cure a lot of those ills. And if not, you got a soap opera coming up in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Brian Geltzeiler, NBA analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, @BGeltzNBA. You hear him on SiriusXM, NBA Radio. You watch him on NBA TV as well. Drop it on by to break some stuff down for us on the NBA. Geltz, it's always good to catch up, my man. Thanks so much. Hopefully you had a happy 4th.
Same to you and yours, Damon. Always my pleasure, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Brian Geltzeiler joining us this morning on the show. Who knows when this Kevin Durant thing ends up unfolding, but the Nets are not in a rush to trade him, knowing that if they went all in for Kyrie and Kevin Durant and it then just blew up in their face, they need to use this as the jumping off point to restock and reload their future. And so they're going to hang on to KD until they get the deal that they wanted. I don't blame them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.